This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the changes that have taken place over the past 12 years have succeeded in strengthening people's faith in governance and administration. He added that it also played a crucial role in making the lives of millions of citizens more convenient, secure and dignified through public welfare schemes. The Prime Minister said this while sharing an article written by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal in a social media post. Mr. Modi further said that public trust is the greatest asset of good governance. The article written by Mr. Goyal highlights the journey of good governance, public welfare and the positive changes in the lives of the poor during the 12 years of the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Aadhaar app has crossed over 31 million downloads since it was launched in January this year. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that the growing adoption reflects people's confidence in app for bringing services at their fingertips. Almost 4 million people have updated their mobile numbers using the app, and around 8,50,000 people have used the app to update their address. The app also includes features like locking or unlocking in a single click, face verification for proof of presence, authentication history, and QR-based editable contact card for easy sharing of contacts instead of physical visiting cards. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today reviewed the achievements of financial year 2025 to 2026 and finalized targets of the financial year 2026 to 2027 for the departments of Public Works, Home, Political, Border Affairs, Information and Public Relations and Horticulture Department. The meeting deliberated on intensified action for the destruction of illicit opium cultivation, formulation and implementation of the Arunachal Film Policy and advancing pilot projects under the Orchid and Kiwi missions. In a social media post, the Chief Secretary shared that similar target fixation and performance review meetings have also been conducted with several other departments like the PHE and WS, education industries, etc., to ensure focused and outcome-driven governance for the coming year. Ministry for Transport Ojing Tasing today chaired a comprehensive review meeting of Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services with the General Manager Mito Dirji, senior officers of the department and representatives from MS Thar Motors, MS Force Abotani Motors and MS Popu Ashok Leyland. The meeting deliberated on the critical operational and administrative matters, including the expeditious delivery of repaired vehicles by authorized dealers, route-specific deployment of buses, rationalization of staff postings across districts, timely availability of tires and spare parts, and the resolution of long-standing administrative bottlenecks. Emphasis was laid on improving efficiency, strengthening service delivery mechanisms, and ensuring uninterrupted, reliable public transport services for the people of Arunachal Pradesh. The Deputy Director of School Education, Tawang, Reader Punstok, along with Block Education Officer, Academic, Tupten Wangchu and CRCC, Bongkar Dorji Norbu today conducted an inspection visit to Government Secondary School, Seru and Government Secondary School, Bomba. During the visit, the officers interacted with teachers, reviewed academic activities, inspected the cooked midday meals and assessed the progress of ongoing infrastructure and construction works within the school premises. To personally evaluate quality and nutritional standards of the meals being served, the visiting officers also shared lunch with the students. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.